Blake is a professional rural photographer, and according to her Twitter account, is an avid writer, publisher, and agriculture specialist who loves a good laugh. A historian of the outback, she has spent the better part of her life in the Australian bush. Despite the changes in technology and the influx of photographers capitalising on rural photography, Fiona has adapted with the ever-evolving industry. Bridget and I were lucky enough to catch up with her to discuss a few of the many highlights throughout her magnificent career. You spent your childhood on a sheep and wheat farm in New South Wales. To what extent did this upbringing shape your understanding and historical love for the land?
Who's interested in the bush is really determined by personality, and that's something I've learnt because I self-published. It's an unexpected benefit for me that I really didn't expect it at all. I've just met so many interesting people that I've got along really well with, and it's become apparent that it's because they've got a particular type of personality. They tend to like thinking, basically, which sounds a bit bizarre, but they can be quite philosophical. And a lot of people in the bush are like that. A lot of people who are interested in the bush, even if they grew up in a huge city, if they're interested in the bush, very often it's because they are thoughtful, philosophical types of people. Yeah.
Mm. Well, we were just saying before, we've looked through a lot of your photos in preparation for this, and some of them are really great. Do you remember what your first photo was, maybe your first job as what you maybe consider like a photojournalist or?
Probably if I'd known a journalist growing up or had exposure to, journalism as a potential career, that is probably something I would have gone into at school. Because I've always been opinionated and I've always been a sticky beak, basically. And that's not to suggest that all journalists are like that, but most are really interested in stories and other people and finding stories, of course. But I didn't know anyone who was... It never entered my head that that could be a career. I was always interested in creativity and books. From primary school, I always wanted to produce books. I wanted to be an author. I never told anybody. Nobody knew. And it took me until 2005. So we're talking about, how many years is that? More than 30 years anyway, between wanting to produce books and actually producing one. But my first photographs are really of the sheepdogs, my younger brother, that I used to boss around into here, go and do this, go and do that, and I'll take a photo of you. And the river that I grew up beside, the Murray River. I loved the bush, and I took a lot of photos of the Murray paddle steamers going past our house and that sort of thing. Yeah.
That sounds lovely.
Beautiful, yeah.
How old were you when you got your first camera?
I was about 12. I was, I think, in first form at school, which is grade 7 now. I think I'd just finished primary school. My grandmother had a list for her 14 grandchildren, so she didn't stuff up and give the same one the same present and miss out someone else. So we all got the same present at the same age. It was a Kodak Instamatic 126, which... quite a few Australians would have started taking photos on that camera, yeah. Well, I actually only bought a digital camera other than just using I actually only bought a smartphone a few years ago too, and it was in 2013, and I must admit, it's a pretty tough thing to be making a living out of. I'm very specialised, and it's a tiny market. I'm quite jealous of US cowboy photographers, for example, because there's a population of more than 320 million versus our roughly 24 million. And I actually thought, I'm a bit over it, I'll give it up. And then the editor of Outback magazine, I've written stories for them for a long time, he used one of my older photos for a cover. And I was invited by another customer who I've sold books to for years to take photos on a UK island farm tour.
Wow.
So I went out, I coughed up and went and spent about $7,000 buying a new camera and lens and as I said, that was only in 2013. Actually, it's pretty well 3 years to the day. So with regard to film, when I sold my first photo at Orange Ag College, I had to, in order to be able to afford to buy more film, and I used to race into the local lab on a Monday morning with my latest batch of BNS photos, which would be two or three films, so we're talking 60, 70 photos, maybe 100. And then I'd race in when the prints came back from Sydney, because they weren't printed locally, they were printed in Sydney about 2 days later, and I'd put them up on the walls and people would crowd around. And someone said to me the other day, I actually met someone I went to college with that I haven't seen since 1983 at the show. And he said, oh yeah, that was like our Facebook. they'd come around and see the photos to find out what everyone else got up to, all they themselves if they're a bit under the weather. And so it's so different. It's so different now, but it's nice to have seen so many different changes. And you realise that being flexible really is the key. You know, you've got to be flexible, because my kids give me a bit of cheek now, but I know that they're going to have to be so flexible in future, because what they take as standard practice and whatever now for how we live won't be the case in 10, 20 years' time.
And so a lot of your photos are taken from up above, as we have noticed. So do you enjoy being up in Shoppers? Or?
I love patterns, and I love interruptions to patterns, and I love contrasts and similarities. So you can't beat getting up above to look down to see patterns. And semi-abstract sort of photos have been something I've loved getting for more than 20 years. When I first went up in a helicopter, which would have been late 1980s, I'm trying to think, what was the other thing I was going to say? Oh, the other thing was that I've actually learned a lot about handling stock from looking at sequences of photos, because that's what you know, with a film you'd hold up a contact sheet or a sheet of 20 transparencies and compare them in a sequence, and just seeing the response of livestock in response to what people are doing on the ground. So I've learnt heaps also about agriculture from other people, but also observing photos when you've got to figure out which is the best one to use. It's taught me a lot. Or you have to do a huge amount of research, and too many people are just churning out cliches basically that weren't informative, didn't make the world a better place. And I guess, yeah, ultimately, I guess everyone in a creative field wants to make the world a better place, even if their contribution is only tiny. That's what you're aiming for, to make a difference. And that's what keeps me going. It's the feedback people give me when they get the books, what they mean to them. You know, expats, for example, I've had expats ring me almost in tears because they've lived overseas. You know, they might have married someone from overseas, lived there for decades, and they've bought a book and it just brings back their childhood, you know, in the bush, that sort of thing. And that's the impact that you hope to have on someone, that it really makes a difference to their life.